Thank you so much for those readings tonight from No and Yes. And I'm grateful too, as you've heard, Andrew has recorded the whole of the first edition of Science and Health. It's been on our website. Some of you have been proofing it. And on Saturday mornings from 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, we have it to listen to for anyone interested in our church and on the teleconference and on the internet. This last Saturday, there was a statement Mrs. Eddy made, aspirations pure and Godward, steadfast purpose, honesty, understanding, and independent action alone fit us for the science of life. When I heard that, I thought how grateful I am for this church, for the practitioner that had helped me. When I first came here, I really did not have a clue about Christian Science, even though I had been raised in the culture, as we say. But here Mrs. Eddy says, aspirations pure and Godward. Well, I had some aspirations, but they weren't pure and Godward. They were self-centered as to how to get a healing, my healing, in my life and make it better. And I had to learn that this wasn't pure and Godward, that our prayers must not be for ourselves alone, but for all mankind and that purification. And then steadfast purpose. I really had no purpose. This church taught me that we have a divine purpose, something wonderful to live for. Honesty. I had no sense of real honesty. I was a hypocrite. I would say things and not really mean it or understand it and perhaps do something else. I had to learn what rock bottom honesty is, honesty to myself, certainly to God and to others. And then understanding. No, I was just operating on beliefs, a belief system. And I had to get rid of that belief system and get into really understanding God and His creation. And then finally, independent action. And that too was a needed lesson. And not to be a sheep, but to think with God independently. And I thank God for this independent church. It has afforded proof of its utility, certainly to me and I know to many others. And that is part of Mrs. Eddy's definition of church. So grateful to be here, and thank you again for those readings.
Thank you.